If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
94.3 WYBC, the rhythm of the city. This is the Electric Drum. I'm Juan Castillo. And this morning I have with me in the studio a Connecticut legend. So often, folks talk about these mainstream artists, whoever, their names and so forth and so on. But let me tell you something. Just like Luther Vandross, when he first started, he was doing jingles and nobody heard of Luther Vandross. But this young lady, she's very well known all over the world for house music, dance music, gospel music, pop music. I mean, the whole nine. And it is my pleasure to have her on here. I've been, trying to run her down now for about 5 years. Dawn Tallman is in the building. How you doing, Dawn?
I'm good.
I remember being, Lamone is in the studio too, hanging out with us. But I remember being down at the Winter Music Conference down in Miami, and I was actually trying to do a phone interview with her, but she was doing so many parties, singing at so many clubs all week long. I was never able to get her, so I finally, ran her down, and she's here. I am so happy to see you. How you doing?
I'm happy to see you. I'm blessed.
Well, let's get started. You're from Connecticut, right?
Yes, I am.
Where did you grow up?
Danbury, Connecticut.
In Danbury. Okay. Tell us about growing up in Danbury.
Wow. Growing up in Danbury was it's a crazy type of thing, boy. For me, from a child, of course, I was always into music. And that was kind of like my escape. We can be real on this show, right?
Absolutely.
Growing up, I was bullied a lot. As a child, just, people always picking on me. Oh, this, you ugly, you this, you that. And music really was like a safe haven for me. I tell people all the time, music saved my life. So Danbury growing up there was a beautiful thing. My parents, growing up with my parents and my sister. But music gave me an outlet. It gave me an escape. I sang in church, of course. My parents wasn't having it no other way.
Right.
So that was an escape. It just gave me peace. You know what I mean? It was just, yeah.
So religion, very important in your life.
Oh, man, that's the foundation.
Okay, so your first foray into music was gospel?
For sure.
Okay, so as far as, I had talked to someone a couple of weeks ago. We were talking about music in the schools. During the time that you grew up, were there music programs in your school?
It was. That's what made me so happy, because I was doing flute, I was doing recorder, singing in the chorus. I mean, I was happy.
Right.
It was good.
Right. So that very much sort of, influenced you in terms of what direction you wanted to go musically.
I had a music teacher named Mr. Hill. I'll never forget him.
Yes.
He pushed me. He knew there was something there, and he pushed me. He always told me, just keep going. I see you. He would always say that to me. I see you. Keep pushing. You got it.
Bullying is a very big issue today.
I mean, kids.
Some kids are dying over it. Because how did you deal with it?
Besides
the music.
Besides the music.
Share with your family?
I did share with my family, and they knew. But for some reason, back then, like in the 70s and 80s, it was kind of like, oh, just deal with it. You know what I mean? It's kind of different now. Like, it's like zero tolerance.
Yes.
Back then, it was just kind of like, oh, you'll be all right. They're just being kids. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So I just kind of had to deal with it my own way. You know what I mean?
Right.
It was kind of hard, though.
What was that moment, it probably happened in high school sometime when, somehow through the music and through your family and through your church, you realized you were a beautiful butterfly, and got that confidence, because you got confidence like there's no tomorrow today.
Oh,
but it had to be that one that time when you finally realized that.
I'm trying to think, and I think you're right. Like in high school, it was just something that I just kind of had to. I think there was a moment in school, like we did this talent show in school, and when I saw like the whole auditorium just like,
yes,
you know, it was like, yeah, like roaring, you know what I mean? When I yeah. got finished singing, I remember doing a Whitney Houston song.
Okay.
And I knew like that moment, I said, wow, this is beautiful. Like, I feel good. You know what yes. I mean? Like, nobody's going to stop me.
you felt that love.
I did.
From strangers.
From strangers and yes. from those people who picked on me. I could see them, and I could see they was like, dang,
right.
She could sing, you know.
That's wonderful. So, you know, who were your influences musically during that time when it you're so impressionable?
Oh wow! Of course, a lot of gospel music back then. The Hawkins, the Winans, Aretha, Chaka Khan. You know, all those type of people.
Yes.
Who else was I listening to?
You mentioned Whitney, of course.
Of course. Oh, God.
Yes.
Whitney, I tore that tape up. I mean, those type of people just gave me life. Just listening to that music. I also used to listen to classical music because okay. my aunt sings opera, and my grandmother was very good friends with Marian Anderson, the
okay,
opera
wow.
singer.
Wow.
So I wanted to actually be an opera singer. Mm. At first, but I just, the gospel kind of just took over, and it was, yeah. that was that.
You got the spirit.
Yes, exactly. So, I was just influenced by so many artists, rock and roll, everything. I listened to everything.
This is Juan Castillo. You listen to the Electric Drum. I'm speaking with Dawn Tallman, you know, extraordinary person and singer, internationally known, and of course, you know, we're playing a lot of our music right here on WYBC, and we're talking about her life growing up in Danbury. And so let's talk about that moment when, you know, you decided to go secular, you know, and your and the family and the pastor. What Ooh, happened?
Help me, Lord.
Yeah, tell us about that one.
Oh man, well, look, I'm old now, so they can't get me now, but I used to sneak to the city.
Right.
When I was like 14 years old, I used to work with this guy, and I would sneak off and go to New York and work in the studio and do all this kind of stuff. And of course, my parents, they still wasn't having it. Like, you singing in church, that's it. You ain't yes. doing nothing else.
Yes.
But I guess once I really got of age, and about 15, 16, I just really said, listen, this is what I want to do. And, you know, mom and dad, I love y'all, but I have to do this for me. You know, I love God. God is always going to be the foundation, but I have to try, you know, I have to try something. So, they actually let me sing in this jazz band. The guy, and I still work with him now. He came to the house and asked my parents permission. Could I sing in his band? And they let me. And that's where it started.
Right. That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. So, house music, dance
oh
music,
yeah.
right? A lot of gospel influences, you know, in house
yeah.
music. You know, tell us about when did you first fall in love with house? I always got to ask house heads this question.
I'll never forget it.
And Lamone got a house record, too, that I be playing, too.
Oh,
y'all.
Yeah.
Y'all probably don't know that's Lamone, either.
Man, I was... Because I've always heard house, now that I know what house is, but when I used to go out, I used to hear this techno, because I know it's techno.
Yes.
And I didn't like it. And I'm like, what is this? You know, I'm like, no, there's no music, there's no vocals. But I was out one night, and I'll never forget it, and I heard, dong, 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 dong. I'm like, yo, you know, and of course, Follow Me, and then all those other songs.
Yes,
that was it for me, because that was like, okay, this is what I'm talking about. It feels like church.
Yeah,
it's soul. You know what I mean? To this beat, to the same beat that I didn't like. It's the same beat, but now I'm hearing vocals and I'm hearing all this power and all this soul. That was definitely like early 90s.
Okay.
For sure, yes.
and tell me you travel. Tell me yes. How that music has influenced Europe and international population. Talk about that and your experience when you went over there.
Wow. Well, I've been doing house music for almost 22 years now. But overseas, it's so different from here. It's a lifestyle for them. These yes. people live and breathe this music. It's like church for them. You know, they don't really know what church is a lot of places. They don't really speak any English. Depends on where you are. But they know this music and they feel it in their soul. I have one quick story. I was in Amsterdam and I was singing and this guy in the front row of the at the club, he was bawling, crying. I'm wondering, okay, he's just happy to see me. You know, he's crying, can't believe it. When he saw me after I finished performing, he said to me, I was getting ready to kill myself. I had a whole bottle of pills in the bathroom and I was getting ready to kill myself. And your song, Conqueror, came on the radio. He said, and I sat on the floor and I listened and I cried and I threw the whole bottle of pills in the toilet. He said, you saved my life.
Wow.
Now we both crying in the club.
Yes. And then you started dancing after.
And then I started dancing. But that's what I mean.
Yes.
Just for that one person out yes. of 20-something years, I'm good.
Yes.
That's what it's about for me. It's yes. about touching lives. When I write, it's about touching people. It's about what I've been through and being able to share my testimony for someone else. You know what I mean? For their right. breakthrough or to be free. I'm getting happy because I really feel it because that's what this is about. That's what I'm about.
Right.
Yeah.
You had a project, Better Days. Of course, you know, the
yes.
song was a hit right here. And it's
oh,
still
yes.
here. People
yes.
still request
I love
it. And
that
I'm
song.
Still playing it. And that project was all about, you know, empowering women.
Yes.
Can you talk about that project, please?
Sure. Chris Big Dog Davis asked me to come into the studio and do this song. And it was for this women's project. And when I heard the song, I'm like, wow, I really like this. This is touching, you know. So we went in, of course, and I did it, and you heard the results of what it is. But it's definitely about empowering women and giving us strength because so many times as women, you know, they kind of put us on the back burner a little bit sometimes,
yes.
depending on, you know, the situation. And as a woman, it's nothing wrong with being strong and feeling strong.
Well, y'all still not getting paid what you're supposed to.
You right. Well,
you know,
I am. It's like, no, it's not.
Yeah.
No, just play.
But I get it. Really,
absolutely.
It's because you demand it.
That's
see?
Right.
And I think that, I mean, I got daughters, right? I got mm-hmm. a granddaughter. And it bothers me that when they go to work somewhere, they're getting paid less than men.
No, it's true. Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And part of that reason is because, hey, you know, women have to now demand that happens.
Yeah. People try it with me
yeah.
because they think you're a woman. And when they see, okay, she is not playing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my friends call me calculator lady because I don't play with my money. So, but there is a presence that you have to without being called a bee. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But then that doesn't really bother me because I'm about my business. So take it how you want to take it. You know what I mean? Like for some people, this is what I demand. This is what I deserve.
Yes.
And first of all, this is what I deserve. First of all, I've earned the right to get this amount of money or this
yes.
or whatever it is in life. And I feel like I should get it. And you should respect me enough to, you know, give me what I earned or whatever, you know what I mean.
Absolutely. Juan Castillo, which I'm speaking with Dalton, and I'm quite sure you're being inspired right now. I am, you know, and, you know, we're talking about her life, you know, and you know, she grew up in Danbury, has traveled all over the world, loves gospel music, loves house music. So, you know, so I love her because of that, too, because, you know, I'm a house head. Of course, I'm also a B-boy and everything else. So I don't know. But anyway, so enough about me. And let's go on the same vein, you know, R&B, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, true R&B, you know,
oh,
rhythm
yeah.
and blues, right?
Yes.
You know, there's a big, you know, conversation going on right now about the fact that, You know, this is so-called pop R&B. I mean, even with the Grammys and Billboards last year, you know, those awards were given, you know, the night before, right? Because now, you know, we've been relegated to this other thing going on, right? And, you know, Tank talked about the fact that, you know, he's spending a lot of money to put out good R&B, and he feels like he's not getting the support. Tyrese mentioned the same thing. And you know, it's like not giving away your art. I mean, you just finished talking about that. You're not going to give away your art, because your art is your value, right?
It is.
Can you speak to that in terms of the R&B I'm talking about?
No, yes. It's true. Because, you know, I do everything. So yes. When you go into the studio and you like pouring your heart out. You're writing, you're in the studio, your time, like you're away from your family. You know what I mean? You're making sacrifices here to do this. And I just feel like it's not being supported by people. You know what I mean? Like we doing this, we're working hard. It's really hard.
And we need them to buy the records.
Yes.
I mean, you know, the reason why R&B was in the top of the charts and the fact that R&B artists couldn't continue to afford to make good R&B music was because the public was buying the music, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And that's what's happening. I mean, don't you agree?
Of course.
They're not buying the music.
Nobody's buying it anymore. It's websites. You can just go get it. You know what I mean? Just go download. I was on the computer the other day and typed my name in something, and like all my music just came up. I was so mad. But that's technology. You know, it's almost like, I don't want to say we're doing it for nothing, because we're definitely not doing it for nothing, but it's a problem. And it's a problem because people can just go get it just at a touch of a button, and you can just download it, and people are not buying it. So it's definitely hurting.
And the bottom line is that, you know, black folks, you know,
yes.
You know, we talk a lot about supporting each other and so forth and so on.
Child.
I mean, I can get the Lamone CD, I can get the Dawn Thomas CD, but you know what? I also buy it. I go to iTunes and I purchase. Labels don't send me a lot of music because mm-hmm. I'm a pariah. You all know why.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I'm gonna play what is good. I'm not gonna play garbage.
Right.
So having said that, you know, I don't get music. So what I do, I got a budget to buy music, and I go and I buy, and I feel good because, you know, not only am I supporting the artist by playing the record, mm-hmm. I'm also buying the record. You know,
absolutely.
And that's really, you know, I mean, if any message that we want to send to folks out there is that if you want this music to not die,
you gotta support it. I buy my own music
on
iTunes. I've bought everything that I've ever sung. I bought it. If I'm on somebody else's project, I bought it. I'm on Lamone's project, I'm buying it. I don't want anything free. Don't give me anything. I'm gonna go buy it.
Right.
That's just how I am. That's called support.
Yes.
So if I'm supporting, then I want someone to support me back. That's how
Well, you know, we've always been looking for the hookup. You
know, it's true. Listen, I get emails every day. Oh, you have a song out. Can I have it? No, but it's available on iTunes.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Exactly.
99 cents? You can't do that?
Right. Wow. Exactly. So, new project, you know, that took you to Milan.
Mm-hmm. Milan, France, Switzerland, Spain.
Talk about the new project.
It's called Feel the Vibe. It's a song out with Bob Sinclair, a French DJ. It's doing really well right now. I'm, like, really happy. The song is very positive, just talking about living your life and don't let anybody tell you that you can't do what you want to do. You know, just live your life to the fullest and feel the vibe. Just be happy. And that's what I'm doing. It's fabulous.
And you performed in front of 250,000 people.
Yes. That was crazy.
tell us about that experience and how did that come about?
Woo. So because the song is number one in Italy, it has been for a few months, the city of Milan decided to gift their country with us performing this song, because this song is played on every single radio station in Italy, like just heavy rotation. There was one day where they played it simultaneously at at noon. So it was played one time, like,
wow,
in all of Italy. Yes. That was crazy. So they wanted to have us come and perform. And we were the first foreign artist to be on this stage ever. The first and the last. So we made history there. It was just incredible. I never get nervous, but that day, for some reason, I was just like, whoa, there's 200 plus thousand people out here. I hope I don't fall. That's all I kept saying. That's it wasn't even about singing. It was like, I got these heels on, Lord. Please don't let me fall.
And you were looking good.
I had that tuxedo on. Yes.
Yeah, you were looking good. Oh, man. So who you listening to right now? Tell me about your musical life, man. Right now. Who you listening to?
I got Robert Glasper in there.
Yes.
I got some Becca Stevens. She's like a alternative type singer.
Mm-hmm.
Ty Tribbett. I got everything, man. And me, Lamone, some Shaka. I got it. It's my iPod is kind of crazy. I got all kinds of stuff in there.
What inspires you as far as, because you write music too?
Yes.
Where do you get your inspiration from?
Life.
Mm.
Really, it really comes from, I mean, I can write, if someone says, oh, can you write about a party or something, you know, I can do that. But for me, it really is about things that happen, like, in my life, or if I see something in someone else's life, it just comes from that. Because I feel like when you write like that, people get it and they feel it, because it's their testimony too, or something they're going through. So I really get inspired by that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Dawn Tallman, where do you go from here? Whoa. I mean, 250,000 people. Lamone is in the studio. You know, we kicking it over here. And Lamone is like, 250. Give me 5,000 or 10,000.
It's coming. It's coming.
Yeah, you know it's coming.
You got it.
You know, absolutely. You know, but where do we go from? I even hate to ask this question, right? You know, where do we go?
Things are going up.
Yeah. So any new projects, anything?
Yes, I'm actually working on an album. It took 3 years to do this album. I'm so proud of it. I'm working with a producer named Josh Milan, Honeycomb Music.
Yes.
Bananas. So we started off doing, it wasn't just house. We doing some soul and doing some other neo soul, some other kind of stuff too. And then we decided, because I've been doing house music for 20 something years, that we are going to do just another album with all house. Which will be released November.
Wow.
So November 7th, I will be having my birthday party / album release party in New York City, which you better be there.
I won't be there.
So I'm really proud, because this is my first actually full-length album. I've done so many singles and projects over the years, and this is the first full album. So I'm very proud of this. A lot of the songs came from a very dark place. I was divorced, been divorced for 3 years. So a lot of the songs came from there, but it's very empowering. Like, when you hear this, man, it's gonna make you feel good. I'm telling you.
That's fantastic.
It's just about being beautiful inside and out, and that you can make it. You can, you know, no matter what you've been through, you're a winner. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's just all that.
Well, I just want to say this, you know, the thing that I love about you is that, you know, you always rap Connecticut. You know, I mean,
so often,
you know, we got artists that leave out of here and all of a sudden they're from New York and they're from Chicago. You know, it's like, whoa, didn't I see him hanging around with Pookie around the corner on Dixville Avenue just like 10 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I want to thank you for that, you know.
Oh, yeah, I can't lie.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, but before you leave, what's the best advice, you know, you ever gotten from who?
Oh, wow. It's real simple. My Bishop Jordan, I used to belong to a church in New York City, and he just said, just be you, be authentic, like, be who you are. That was so simple, but it just blew me away, because so many times people are other people and they're not themselves and they're afraid to be themselves. And I've always been weird and wild and, you know, quirky and all that kind of stuff. And I'm just going to embrace me. If you don't like it, oh, well, this is me all day, you know?
Yeah.
So I've really learned to embrace me, flaws and all. And I'm just going to be authentic in my music and who I am. I'm just going to be real. And I would just tell you the same thing. Just be you. Be you.
That's great. So have you guys felt the vibe? Have you guys felt the vibe?
Yes.
Have you felt the vibe today, family? Make sure you check it out and make sure you go buy it. You know.
Yes. It has a million plus views on YouTube. Yeah, it's crazy right now.
So that's fantastic. Dawn Tallman, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure. And, you know, I hope that it doesn't take as long as it has.
No, I'll be back.
next time. And this is One Castillo. This is Electric Drum. I hope that you've been inspired. I know I have. We will see you next week right here on the Electric Drum. It's 94.3 WYBC, your hometown radio station.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.